Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 71% of hiring decision makers are willing to hire contingent workers to meet their business needs. But more than half of those hiring expect to face challenges in finding qualified candidates. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. Express is in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your hiring challenges. Visit expresspros.com for a location near you. Summer is coming and that means vacation. But if you are a parent, you know how fast your kids grow and that means nothing from last summer will fit and we need to get the kids new summer clothes. Well, if you're looking for summer clothes for the kids like me, you are in luck. Macy's Friends and Family Sale is coming and trust me, you don't want to miss it. Get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more. And 15% off beauty, makeup, and more. Plus free shipping when you spend $25. April 25th to May 5th, Macy's.com and in store. Discover the rich, smooth taste of matcha love made with Japanese green tea and real matcha. There are so many culinary treats to create with this precious powder that go beyond the traditional tea ceremony. Everything from lattes to baked goods to smoothies, experience the vitality of the whole tea leaf. Matcha is vibrant in taste and full of powerful health benefits. Get 25% off all matcha love products on Etoan.com using code JANA. That's code J-A-N-A. At itoen.com, available on Amazon and itoen.com.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
3, 2, 1.
Hey! I hope everybody heard that.
That is the weirdest. By the way, that's like so embarrassing when you're like, that happens and you are. Like, I don't know, like getting a massage or you're at the dog. And like a weird, like you get like a weird gurgle noise yeah. or if like you're on a date and it's like.
I just hope everybody heard it.
Just happened. Sorry. I just had like a throat.
Happened.
Thing come out of my mouth. Hi, Kat.
Hi. How are you? How are you doing?
Well, I'm better than I was last night. That's poor Catherine. Walked into
it was just a little bit of a mental meltdown.
A complete mental breakdown I had last night. And I don't think I, you know, because I was trying to think too when the last time I cried was. It's been a minute since I've cried.
Okay.
Like for me. So it's been like more than a week.
Okay. I was like, has it? Okay.
Yeah, it's been like a couple weeks, which is,
sure.
You know, I actually, maybe it's even been longer than that. I don't think I've had a good cry for probably, I'd say 2.5 months.
Oh.
That's what I
mean. Yeah, that's a long time.
Like,
yeah.
I haven't had a good cry in a minute.
Yeah. That was a good cry.
Catherine. And she was witness to a good cry. I just, it was, I feel like this season right now is kind of busy. You know, I don't honestly know when this one shoots, when this one airs, but like I'm going to film a movie. Just got a lot going on with the holidays and kids' birthdays and work and just, you know, wrapping up things for the year. And it's just a lot. And then, you know, we're going to Wind Down in LA. And so when I don't have the when I'm gone, my ex has the kids. And then when I'm home, like I don't have a minute to like mm-hmm. myself. And so I think you're like, hey, reminder for, you know, these proofs for content stuff. And it's like I've been going
till pretty much bedtime and then still having to work. And I just was like, I just needed a break. And I'm trying to like do my proofs and Jace is wanting to come in my bed and he's crying. And I'm just like, I had that like mom moment where I felt terrible too. Cause I was just like, stop, you know? And because I'm just like, I'm exhausted and I want to get this done so I can go to bed. And he's crying and like, you're coming over to do next photos. And I was like, just be prepared. You're going to walk in. And when, when you came in, I mean, I just like,
I'm just glad I had a heads up.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I appreciate the heads up. I took a minute in the car before I walked in. I was like, let's go. We got this.
Yeah. And you walked in and I just like, I mean, it was like ugly snots.
Yeah, it was pretty.
I think it's just, you know, it's hard to, I mean, I think it's just, it's good to like let it all out. But you said something today that I thought was kind of interesting.
I just, for the first time in a long time, I felt like the guy watching the girl like have just like a complete breakdown that doesn't even make sense. I mean, yours made sense, but you know, the guy feels like it doesn't make sense.
Does mine not make
yours,
sense?
It definitely made sense. But you know, a lot of times the guy's like, what's happening? But you know, you want to fix it. Mm-hmm. And so I felt that in that moment. I'm like, shoot, I'm like the guy that just wants to fix it, but I just need to listen. Just like shut up and listen, you know? So I just felt like that, but.
And I think too, like you were trying to come up with solutions and I'm like,
yeah,
it's, and this is where I'm like, this is where I get like, it's hard not having a partner for help. You know, it's like, I've got laundry up to my chin. I've got, you know, work and I'm got a kid that sleeps in my bed and like, I'm just, it just becomes a breaking point. And it's just like, I kind of felt it during that day too, where I was just like, I could sense my ungluing. And Sarah Bryce said something. She goes, you good? And I was like, at that one of our like rites. And I'm like, no, girl, I'm not. Like, I'm starting to. She goes, well, you look good on Instagram. And I was like, because everything on Instagram is just like, I'm not going to go on there and like cry 20, you know, right. Like, you know, it's like.
Yeah, it's social media. That's what it does.
So, but then, like, I'm not going to film me having a massive mental breakdown. But, like, just know that the day that I was in that songwriting and I was doing that song, I was bent over wailing into my, like, into my sink. And just, like, could feel the drops of the tears, like, coming down on my foot. Because I'm just, like, I mean, I was, like, ugly cry, and then I'm like, and I can't. And poor Catherine, she's like, well, what if we do this? I'm like, I can't. She's like, well, why don't you pay someone? I'm like, I can't, I'm broke. I was like, or I'm like, I don't want to pay someone, like, because I'm like, I got it. I'm just like, I think I just needed to cry and let it out. Because then this morning,
well, even last night.
Oh yeah, I did.
Like when we were walking, you're like, I'm good. Yeah, like, I was like, you just had a good cry, okay, and you were good.
Button it up.
Yeah,
all good.
But I mean, I will say, obviously, the manager comes out in me where I'm like, okay, we're going to come up with solutions. We're going to make this more manageable, you know, because it's a lot, you know, it does get to be a lot for sure. But in that moment, I just need to listen.
Yeah. And I did end up calling my ex last night and I was just like, because we have a shoot coming up and I was just like, please, like, I need help. Okay. I need to sleep tonight before the shoot. And so he was able to. So I have.
Oh, good.
I have a night off. So I'll get a double in a row.
Good.
Yeah. Which I'm just like, thank you. So I have something I want to talk about. It involves the guest that we have today.
Okay.
So let's take a break and then I'll chat about it.
Did you know that 95% of pregnant women are not getting their recommended daily intake of key omega-3s? That's where Ritual comes in. Their prenatal contains 350 milligrams of eco-friendly, vegan omega-3 DHA in every serving, sourced from algal oil instead of fish. I loved Ritual. I took it when I was pregnant with Roman. I also now take their multivitamin. It's just an amazing everyday thing that I know is good for the body. A prenatal multivitamin made traceable with vegan, bioavailable, and clinically studied key nutrients for before and during pregnancy, like omega-3 DHA to support baby's brain development and choline and methylated folate to support baby's neural tube development. Their vitamins are rigorously tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals, Ritual works with world-class certification bodies to validate their products. Why settle for a multivitamin you're not 100% sure about? Ritual was literally built on trust, so you know it's the real deal. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/wine. Start Ritual or add Essential for Women prenatal to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/wine for 25% off. They always say moms are really hard to shop for, but the truth is moms will love everything, especially if it's coming from Macy's. Macy's makes shopping for Mother's Day easy. Macy's Mother's Day gift guide has the perfect gift to make mom feel special. You can shop by price, $25 and under to $100 and under, or category like fragrance, handbags, and more. So if you don't know what to get them, Macy's got you covered. Or they have gift lists if you are really stuck, like the list for the mom who has everything, for the plant lover or for grandma. Some of their top Mother's Day gifts include Dolce & Gabbana perfume, Coach floral printed leather, Cassie crossbody bag. Whatever you need this Mother's Day, find it at Macy's. Shop Macy's.com/giftfinder. Finding the right person for your team can be challenging. When it's time to hire, turn to Express Employment Professionals. In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 63% of hiring decision makers are planning to increase headcount at their company this spring, and more than half are doing so due to increased volumes of work. Don't let the work overwhelm you. Let Express handle your hiring. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. We're in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your staffing challenges. With more than 860 locally owned offices, you'll find one near you at expresspros.com. Each year, more than 70,000 businesses turn to Express to manage their hiring. Make the most of your time and leave recruiting and hiring to the experts at Express. Visit expresspros.com today. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back to Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, Tecovas.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots.
All right, so we have Megan King coming on the show today. And she is a housewife, right? What she was on?
She was on one. I never saw which one she was on. I think she was for a short time.
Yeah, because her husband, she was on Orange County.
Ah, okay. Yeah, I don't watch Orange County.
And her husband cheated on her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So she's got a new podcast out right now, and I'm kind of... We were cordial, not cordial, I should say. We were like acquaintances on Instagram because of how the situations of like our whatever. So we just kind of related to that, right? Mm-hmm.
Stories are similar.
Yeah, stories are very similar. Lots of just like, you know, you got this, you're strong, whatever. And, you know, she would ask me questions about like, you know, narcissist stuff and having narcissist ex and yada yada and talking about, you know, things, whatever. And there was something that she said in our DMs that really bothered me.
Okay.
And call me out.
Okay.
Please.
Okay.
But it just irked me and we haven't spoken since that. And then I saw that she was going to be the guest on today's rundown and I had like a, do I address it? Do I let it go? Because it's not like, okay, let me just, we'll just, again, I might be just sensitive to it. And okay. Again, call me out if you think I'm being like a stupid girl, that's fine.
Okay.
I just would have never, okay. So we were basically talking about how her ex, Jim, is making things difficult for her. And I agreed with the, yes, like, you know, my ex as well will be like, you know, how it's like, how do they hate us mm-hmm. when they were the ones that blew lives up, right? Okay. But yet they somehow find a way to make us feel like they hate us or whatever, you know? So we're kind of talking about that. And she goes, it's like he's, she was talking about her ex, like he's a man child. At least your ex is hot. Mine looks like a whatever. And I said, my ex is, in my mind, I'm like, my ex isn't like, mm-hmm. I would never say at least your ex is hot. And so I go, I'm sorry, that kind of bothered me. I would never say your ex is hot, especially knowing how much he hurt you. Anyways, have a great day. And that's the last I've communicated with her, because I would never, knowing that like what her ex did to her, I'd be like, well, at least he was hot. What, first of all, what does being hot have to do with it? Second of all, like, it almost is like she took away, like, I don't know. It just really bothered me for some reason.
I think I'm not understanding the context. I mean, not the context, but I like, what was her point?
And like how at least he was hot. Like, cause I like, at least he was a good, she goes, that's the only thing. It's like, he's a man child. At least your ex is hot. Mine looks like a clown.
Okay. Knowing that, I think she was just trying to compare and basically say that hers was not cute.
But what does, like, they both were cheating a-holes.
I mean, looks should have nothing to do with it.
At least yours is hot. And I'm like, I would just never, like, because to me, when a man disrespects a woman, you ain't hot ever. You're done. Like, I've dated some very attractive men. The second you lie to me, you are the ugliest human in a room to me. Or cheat, you are ugly to me. And I would never be like, well, at least he was hot. And it's like, no, the hotness has nothing to do with it. Like, the looks, like.
Does it bother you, though, because you just don't want to see him as hot?
I don't look at my ex and have any attraction towards right. him whatsoever.
But is that why it bothers you?
No, it bothers me because I think it's like, it takes away like who he, like who.
What?
All the hurt, like mm-hmm. too. I'm like, well, at least he was hot. I'm like, it's like she it's like she took away the, okay, it's like saying an abuser is hot. Well, at least he was hot. Well, he abused me.
Right. No, that's
that man
that's
was
good,
abusive,
yeah.
But at least he was hot. What?
Yeah.
So that's how I can kind of like take that inside, because I'm like, you know, this man was emotionally or mentally mm-hmm. or whatever abusive. And I would never say, well, at least he was hot. What? That just then just makes it be like, so then I don't know. It just bothers me.
I see now your point, now that you compare it to that. But to me, it sounds like a misuse of, like, it doesn't feel intentional. I don't uh-huh. think that she meant it in the way that you're taking it. I understand why you take it that way, though. But it doesn't feel like she was trying to be like that to me.
Yeah. Because, you know, it's like, you know, when you break, it's like a girl thing. It's like, you want to break up. It's not, so you're not going to, like, talk bad about the guy, but you're not going to talk about, like, his looks or, like, you don't talk about him. I don't know. Like, you don't say anything.
I agree with that. Yes. Like, I would never say Mike was hot. Like, that's not going to happen. But I think she was more, I think that was more about her and her ex than it was you.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Well, she ended up responding back and I never responded back. Ooh. And this was back in February.
And she's our guest today.
She's like, sorry, Jane, I was trying to lighten it up. I thought he was a good looking guy when I saw him on your feed. I was trying to find a silver lining. But I'm like, that, like, he ruined my life. That sounds very dramatic. He ruined my family. And like, I'm not going to ever look at him as like this hot guy. At least he was hot. I'm like, his looks were like, are nothing. Like, that's like the lowest, like, what? I would have said, at least you have beautiful children. That's the silver lining.
Right. I mean, I hear you and I agree. I just don't, I think you're reading more into it for sure.
I don't like it. It's like calling the abuser hot.
But at the same time, you have the right to feel that way about what she said.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like she had bad intentions, but I hear what you're saying and I understand that. And I feel like a lot of people would take it that way. But again, I just don't think she was really thinking through what she said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So is the question now, do we address it?
Well, I know she's in the waiting room, and I just like, I don't, I'm like, do I say something and like we just avoid like the.
Well, you know me, we had this conversation. I'm a like, let's address it and move on kind of person. But I don't know. Or do we just pretend like it didn't happen?
We can't really pretend because now this part will air. And yeah, then
it's going to be uncomfortable.
So it's like, yeah, maybe, yeah. Okay, well, let's take a break and then let's get her on.
All right, I'm bringing her in.
What do you think, Hannah? What do you think I should do?
I think you need to address it. It's clearly bugging you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can see how it's affecting you. And I don't know if the rest of this interview will feel genuine or like be even fun if you don't kind of.
Am I stupid for feeling that way?
No, I don't think so at all. I think your reasoning totally makes sense of it being like, yeah, like basically calling like somebody, like it's almost like taking away what he did to you by saying that. But I do agree with Catherine. I think she.
And I'm not trying to compare him to like some like awful human being. I'm just like, I would never be like someone that like hurt them. Like, well, at least it was hot. Like if someone like was, you know, cheated on you multiple million times and then, well, at least he was hot. What does that have to do with it?
Right. And if it were reverse and you said something like downplaying her side of it was like, oh, well, at least he gave you kids or at least he did some, you know, something that just like downplays her side, she'd probably be upset too. So
I do think, though, if you explain that to her, that she would understand it.
I think so, too.
100%. I mean, I don't know her. But I think anyone, sometimes you have to explain to them, like, this is why this wasn't. And I know if it were me, I'd be like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. That's not how I meant it. I didn't mean to, you know, like, I don't think.
Well, I'm not trying to be, like, dramatic or it just rubbed me the wrong way. Like, again, like, I just, yeah, okay, well, let's just get her on and.
Okay. I think you ask her and let her explain herself, and I think she will.
Okay.
Okay, I'm bringing her in.
Okay.
One of my goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. So it's so important, obviously, for just the overall world, but just, you know, you feel better about sustainability. Well, I love being able to shop sustainably at Macy's. I really appreciate that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in-store and learn more at macys.com/purpose. Finding the right person for your team can be challenging. When it's time to hire, turn to Express Employment Professionals. In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 63% of hiring decision makers are planning to increase headcount at their company this spring, and more than half are doing so due to increased volumes of work. Don't let the work overwhelm you. Let Express handle your hiring. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. We're in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your staffing challenges. With more than 860 locally owned offices, you'll find one near you at expresspros.com. Each year, more than 70,000 businesses turn to Express to manage their hiring. Make the most of your time and leave recruiting and hiring to the experts at Express. Visit expresspros.com today. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try. Because I'm a boot girl. I love boots. But wow, I'm never going back to Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require.
Hey. Hi.
How's it going, guys?
It's going good. How are you?
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Of course. We were kind of just discussing the our like last interaction together.
Okay.
Over DMs. And I just like, I just want to like mention that and then like move on from it.
Okay.
Cause I don't know why I've let it like sit in with me or whatever. And do you remember it at all or no?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So I don't know. I think it just, and I was trying to explain, I'm like, maybe I'm just like being stupid, but for some reason it kind of like I know how bad your ex hurt you, you know, like, and cheated and all those, like, he was a bad dude to you. And I just feel like if I was to have said like, well, at least he's hot, like that would have taken away, like, cause you know, maybe I, let's just say like, whatever, like he's not hot to you. And just like same with my ex. But if I'm like, well, at least he was hot. To me, like, I don't know, maybe I'm off basis, but like, I would think that you would be like, you would feel like you're, like everything that he put you through, like kind of was devalued. Like,
I mean,
at least he was hot.
I guess
like,
I can see what you're saying, but in my opinion, I was trying to give you a compliment and I was trying to say, like, make light of a shitty situation because I know that you know what it's like to be with a shitty person who does shitty things to you. And so in my, like in my
head, to me, that man is not hot.
There's no,
nor was he ever
use in like, you know, trying to get into it. Cause we both know it sucks. And so it's like, all right. We both have like these shitty situations, but at least he's hot. And I said that because I don't know. I mean, I thought it was a compliment. I thought it was a nice thing to say. And I've actually talked to people about this too. And they're like, I think the reaction from me and the reaction that I've gotten when I've explained my side of it is that you overreacted and that maybe you were feeling sensitive. And I'm sorry if I hurt your feelings. I apologize. That was never my intention. But I certainly wasn't making light of anything.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I just wouldn't, like, I appreciate that. I don't think I would, knowing how bad your ex hurt you, I think your ex is a good-looking guy. I would never say, well, at least he was hot. I just wouldn't, I would just feel like that would take away, like, the stuff that he's done to you. Because someone that does that stuff is not a good-looking person. Whether they were
I just don't see that way, Jana. And like,
that's totally fine. You were totally like, yeah.
Yeah. If somebody was like, well, at least Jim's hot, I would be like, well, I don't see him as hot, but like,
I said that. I go, my ex is not hot. Yeah. And that's the silver lining. Like, you guys, you know, that's like, for me, like, the greatest thing was getting kids. Like, that's the silver line. Not
see,
that
I feel like my
hot.
Kids would have existed either way. Like, my kids would have,
this mic is going in and out. They would have like somehow existed in my world, whether or not it was with Jim, because like what I believe is that souls that are meant to be here are here. And like energy will manifest if it's meant to be here. I mean, I think souls are also like, there's a ton of free will behind that and behind like, you know, children in general, but in my head, when people are like, at least you have three kids from him, I'm like, no, like, it's not at least I have three kids with him. I would have had my kids anyway. Like, my kids belong to me in my head. And like, it just sucks that I had to have him as the dad, but whatever. But if Jim's going to be hot, at least my kids have those genetic traits.
Yeah. I mean, I see what you're saying, but I think for me, it's like, that is where I can silver line it with, like, I'm glad that, like, we were able, like, that is the reason why we were together. And I think, like, my parents, I come from a divorced family, and it's like, my parents were never meant to be together, but, like, they were meant to have us. And, like, you know, for me, like, Mike and I were never meant to be together. I thought we were, and I would have loved that if he was a healthier human, but, like, and we were healthier together. But, like, for me, it's like, yeah, okay, like, we have our kids, and, like, I'm grateful that, like, we, that was, like, the silver lining for that relationship. And, like,
yeah,
you know, I'm never going to take away that, like, you know, him as a dad, and, like, you know, I'm glad he's the father.
Well, and I think that's helpful for you.
I think that you have to have a silver lining.
You have to have that makes you feel like, okay, like, this is the reason I was there. This is the reason this happened.
And I think most people think how you think about, you know, the silver lining with, you know, shitty relationships and then having children out of it. I think most people think like you, Jana, where they're like, at least I have the kids. And yeah, I mean, I think, like, for me, rhetorically speaking, yes, okay, I can go along with that. But at the same time, I'm like, I wish I would have had them with, if I didn't have kids with him, he wouldn't be in my life at all. Mm. It'd be amazing. Yeah.
No, I mean, girl, I trust me. Like, I get it. We actually just had a conversation the other day, because I'm like, you know, the first holiday not having the kids. And he was just like, why can't you get over it? And I'm like, this is still hard. He's like, how? He's like, you've moved on. You've had relationships. I'm like, but it's still hard not to have my kids on the first Christmas, like, day waking up. Like,
yeah.
I know it might be so easy for you, but, like, and so that piece, yes, I would love to not, like, have to co-parent with him, you know, with that area. Cause I'm like, he doesn't get the pain that still exists there. And, like, I'm not trying to, like, trust me, like, I've moved on from you. I just haven't moved on from, like, the situation. Children. You know what I mean? Like, because it's not easy.
No, right? I don't even like to be in town when I don't have my kids on holidays. And, like, on kid holidays, I try to leave and just ignore it. It's so hard.
Like, yeah, but I'm like, have you done it without having your kids on Christmas Day? Because, like, this is the first year I'm not waking up to my kids on Christmas Day. And, like,
I did it once, and then I'll do it again this year. And
what do you do?
Sucks. I cry and I pretend like I make my own Christmas. Like, so when they come to me on Christmas night, cause they'll spend Christmas Eve this year with their dad, and then wake up on Christmas morning with their dad, I'll just do Christmas night as if it's Christmas Eve at my house.
Okay. Well, yeah. But then it's like, Santa already came at dad's, right?
I mean, it's magic, Jana. It's magic. Yeah. You just got to believe.
They definitely need two Santas.
Oh, no, no. Oh, no, for sure. But what I'm saying is, like, because they'd come over Christmas Day at noon. Yeah. So it's like, they're going to be like, where's my presents, mom? Why didn't Santa come?
Well, I mean, Santa didn't come yet because you guys weren't here. And I wrote Santa a note and said, we're going to have Christmas today.
I actually really like that idea.
Oh, I do too. And it's making me cry.
Really like that idea. Because then you get the Christmas Eve and Christmas Day.
It's not the same for everybody. So, I mean, because everybody has Christmas Eve on Christmas Eve. Mm. So that part is still really hard. So for me, I try to shut down the social media and just, like, not celebrate, like not partake in other celebrations in that way. And then I just literally created this magical experience the next day.
Yeah, I kind of love that. Way they're still waking up to this excitement. Like, you still get the excitement. Because what I was going to do was, I asked Jolie, I go, hey, do you want Santa to come early? And she goes, no. And I was like, shoot. Because he has them the whole week, like, before Christmas. And then I get the full week after.
Okay.
So
do you guys have 50-50?
No, 70% me, 30 him.
Oh, that week is a long time then for him.
It's a very long time. And I had asked him if we can work something out. And he said no, because I keep blabbing my mouth.
Oh, so he's punishing you. So does he hate you more than he loves his children?
Yeah. Well, I mean, and then I'm like, hey, we can switch, and then you can have, and, like, I'm trying to, like, cause I'm like, a week away is tough. You know what I mean? But,
it's hard on the kids too.
Yeah. What do you guys have?
70-30 actually. So he gets every other weekend.
So we have the same then.
Yeah. So I do 10 days. He does 4.
Okay. Oh, okay. Okay. All right. That makes sense. And then how is it going with y'all?
We don't speak. I mean, we communicate on a court ordered app, and
He rarely checks the app. I've had to like have our parent coordinator, who we have to pay court ordered, to I have to email her and be like, he's not communicating, and we have to communicate about like handoffs. Or she couldn't go to soccer practice last week because Aspen didn't have her soccer uniform or cleats or anything because he didn't check his app to see that she needed her stuff. It's horrible.
What do you think you would want to like mend the relationship? Like, what do you think you would need?
Like probably somebody is probably never speaking to him again. Like probably a partner who communicated with him instead of me. Okay, I know that it's bad because he has, I mean, I'm his third ex-wife and I've seen how he communicates with the other two, and it's bad.
What do you think about the shared, because one of the other punishments I got was because I didn't invite, and I owned up to this. This was like, I felt actually very bad about this, but my son is having a birthday party and I sent the birthday invite to the preschool for the kids in the class and he got the invitation. And he's like, I find out about my kid's birthday party through an invite through preschool. And I'm like, well, like, he didn't come to the, I go, well, it's on my weekend. So like, you can have a birthday party. And he's like, I don't understand why you can't just be around me. And like, it's for the kids. And I'm like, but again, like, you can have a birthday party on your weekend. And he's like, no other parent. Like, he's like, why can't you just like, whatever. And then I'm like, well, am I being unreasonable?
No,
not have him at the party?
He's gaslighting you because he's a control freak. And
I take it away and it's about the kids. Let him be at the birthday party with all the friends.
No, but that's what like makes logical sense, but you need your boundaries and you have to have emotional boundaries with a man who hurt you to the core. And if that means that you have a separate birthday party, that means that you have a separate birthday party. It is your weekend. It's your decision. You're the mother and he needs to stay the fuck away and have his own thing. That it has nothing to do with him right now. You need your space to heal and boundaries up. And that is being the best mother that you can be because you are emotionally protected.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
But at least he's hot, Megan. No,
At least we can laugh about it now. Okay.
No,
I think certain people can have birthday parties together and certain people just shouldn't, like she said, with boundaries. And y'all just aren't there. But
he makes me feel bad for not being there. Yeah. Like he goes, I don't talk about, you know, he's like, when are you going to be over it? And I'm like, there's a lot of hurtful things that happened in that marriage and it's very hard to be around him.
Yeah.
It's not that I haven't forgiven or healed or moved on. It's just, it's hard to be around that knowing all the list, you know?
Yeah. Then you don't do it. I mean,
But then I feel like a bad mom. Like I'm not like taking the kids into account of like what they would maybe want.
He made you feel that way. Like he knows which buttons to push and stuff. Like that's not, are you a bad mom, Jenna? No. So don't let him make you feel like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. That's all right. So then you guys don't do birthday parties together.
No, we don't.
I'm going to go with no.
God, no. Okay. He doesn't even know about them. He doesn't, like the teachers don't even... I asked the teachers not even to send things home to his house. He doesn't parent. He's like present for when he's there. But I mean, he got a lot of concussions in baseball. And I think that led to like the way that he has relationships now. Like he's easy to anger and he forgets everything. Like short-term memory is non-existent. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if Mike has any like concussions from sports as well, but I definitely see it like getting worse as the years go by.
Yeah. Hmm. I saw something on socials, but I didn't click. I didn't read. Cause again, like I don't trust anything that's on those sites. Mm-hmm. Are you with that guy from Bachelorette? So, no.
That was kind of like that was kind of just like testing the press to see what they would say. And they said what I thought they would say.
That's awesome.
But no.
Because y'all were like super cute together.
So I had fun with him, but it was like very Vegas and like very fun. Mm-hmm. And then I was like sort of interested in perhaps like maybe pursuing something. And he was like, nope, like we're just friends.
Oh man.
Whatever. It's fine. Like it definitely would not have worked. But okay. I am seeing somebody right now.
Okay. How, yeah. Like, cause yeah, I want to kind of get into that too, because I know, obviously there was a relationship afterwards, and I don't know, I don't want to put words into your mouth, but I mean, I feel like, again, we're very similar with how we love, and we give very fast, and we love very fast, and we both want that like family that we were promised, and what we want for our kids and absolutely. Everything. Mm-hmm. And so when I saw that, when y'all ended up, I felt so bad for you, because I'm like, I saw myself in that too. It's like, I would have felt like, here I go again. I'm the failure. I'm the embarrassment. And it's like, and I messed up again. That since then, kind of like, it's very similar to like my last breakup post divorce, but I feel now where I'm like, I'm so afraid to get into a relationship because I don't want to look like, I don't want to be an embarrassment. I don't want to be a failure. I don't want to be like, oh, yep. See, she's the reason. She's the reason why things fall apart, because she's crazy or she's over whatever, right. Blah, 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 blah. So it's like, I think, I don't know, like, are you having a hard time stepping into dating again because of like
all of those things? Past? Yes, all of those. But like this, so the guy I'm seeing right now, he's been a friend.
How'd you meet?
He's been a friend of mine for 7 years. I met him before my kids were born. Like, he knows my kids from birth, and he knows Jim, and we have tons of mutual friends. And so that part has been really nice. So like, so easy, because I trust him and mm-hmm. I know him. I feel really lucky, because yes, it is hard to trust and know, like, I don't think it's going to fall apart. Like, I think this is my guy, and it's just easy. It's 7 years of friendship, an active friendship.
How did it switch?
He's
like, she's like, well, one night we got really drunk and then confessed all of our feelings. And then,
I was in Denver visiting a friend, and we reconnected, and just like for lunch or something, which is what we would do. Not reconnected. We just connected. And then a few hours later, we were just hanging out, and we just like looked at each other and just started kissing. And we're like, whoa, oh my God, what is happening?
Aww.
That's so cute. I love that.
And has he met the kids?
Yeah, but he's met them years ago.
Before, yeah.
Yeah.
And you had no feelings for him then?
I mean, we were friends. We were like close friends. I was married. I was pregnant and married. And like, we would hang out all the time though. Chat, like we'd get breakfast. It was at my, like, I used to live at this club, and it's like a country club community, and he was there. So we see each other all the time.
Aww.
I know. It's so
cute.
You
found your person.
That's sweet.
I think so. Yeah. Are you seeing anybody?
Yeah. Like, yeah and no. Like, I mean, I'm so scared to say yes.
Okay.
Because I'm just like, I'm afraid to like fall in. Yeah. So I'm just like.
How long has it been?
I don't know, like 2.5-ish months maybe. Oh, just talking and like hanging out occasionally. And
is he local?
Ish.
Okay.
Like he can, and he like, but like, it's just, I don't know. I'm so scared to fail. I'm so scared to like, I don't want him to meet the kids, because I don't want to mess them up. And you know, I'm just so scared to like,
yeah, it's hard.
Fail again.
I know the failure piece is tough, especially and when our lives are so public.
Yeah. And it's all the things, the nasty things people could say. And honestly, too, like the other day I said something to him where I'm like, I know how to do it alone. Like, I can do this alone, and it's sometimes easier to do it alone. And I just, I don't know. I'm like, I wonder if I'm ever going to be able to really like, really be all in.
Does he have again. Kids?
No.
Okay.
How old are you?
38.
Okay. Does your dude have kids?
No.
Does he want one?
Yeah.
Okay, so same, and I'm having a real big, like, I don't know.
I mean.
Would you have another one?
Yeah, I will. I kind of want.
She's like, I'm pregnant right now, 8 weeks.
Yeah, right, no.
You do want another one?
Yeah, I kind of do. Mm-hmm. You know, my kids are, I have three kids 18 months apart, and I really felt like I couldn't enjoy the baby stage, because Jim and I split when my twins, my youngest, were 18 months, and I was scrambling. It was really hard. The intensity of that was tough. And one of my kids has cerebral palsy, and so he has a full-blown disability that requires a ton of attention and patience. And so I was just overloaded in those early years. And I would love to just have one I could really appreciate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's all gonna, girlfriend. I was trying to get Catherine. So her husband, she like separated from her husband for a hot minute and then they got back together and he just went and got.
He got snipped yesterday.
Yeah, and I was like, snipped. No, Catherine, come on. Have one. One more.
Or do you guys have kids?
We have three. Yeah. And we're done.
Yeah.
But it is hard. It's kind of weird. Like the finality of it is, even though I don't want another one, I'm like.
But you always said down the road, maybe a fourth.
I did. I said, like, I could see myself at 40 wanting another one, but I don't think I do.
No.
Are you 40?
I'm 38, but we're just too busy. Like, I can barely do anything for the third kid, you know, because they're just so into sports and just so much stuff that I'm like, I don't think we could physically handle it.
Megan, when's your birthday?
September 26th. I just turned 38.
Okay, so I'm going to be 39 in like a month.
Okay.
And that's where I'm just like, and then I'm going to be 40. So and then I'm like,
you got to get moving.
But here's the problem. I don't want to move fast. That's the thing. And that's where I was like, you know what? Just go date it. Go find a 27-year-old or a 30-year-old.
They don't want that. You're pushing them on.
I know. I've tried so many times. But I
just have the baby and get married later.
Well, that's what he said. He's like, would you ever? And I was like, no, because I'm like, silly fantasy of like, you know, but then I'm like, but I don't want to rush. Like I rushed. That's why I was like, you know, I was, when I met my ex, I was 30, almost 30, or I was 31. And I was like, oh man, I need to have kids now.
Right.
So yeah, that's fine. You cheated. I like you. You're cute. Like, let's do this. You know what I mean? And I'm like, damn it. Like I had so much time. I didn't realize I had so much time.
I literally thought the same with Jim. Yeah. But I was so focused on having babies.
I know, same.
Yeah. And we did it and here we are.
But here we are. But what a blessing, Megan. I'm going to get you there. It's a beautiful blessing.
I'm obsessed with my kids. I know.
I'm obsessed. You're just not the dad. I get it.
Yeah, right.
Okay. So you have a new podcast. Tell us all about it.
Yeah. So Intimate Knowledge, it's about my sex and dating life. So we've gotten into a little bit of it on yours, but it's really juicy and fun and kind of crazy. I think that people are seeing a side of Megan King that they did not know existed.
And but what is that side?
It's that crazy, like crazy, sexy, fun Megan. It's not the mom. It's not the mom of a child with a disability, or it is just, it's rated R.
I love a good rated R. Yes, you do. Especially when it comes to like sex.
To sex. Yeah, you cannot let the kids listen to it. My friend, or not even a friend, somebody on Instagram wrote me a message the other day and they said that they pulled up to their kids' preschool for carpool pickup and my podcast was on. Mm-mm. And the teacher hears, and then he started fingering me from behind.
I would die.
I'm dying. I can't even believe I said that. I mean, it's stuff like that I can't even believe I say, but I just do it over and over and over again.
Well, it's funny because we do like, we go out and we do some wind down shows like on the road. Mm-hmm. And most of the shows are 21 and over, but sometimes there's no age limit. This one person brought 12-year-old?
Yeah, a 10 or 12.
And I'm like, our skit is talking about blowjobs. You know what I mean? And so I'm but I'm like, what do you think? Like, it's wind down. Like, did you listen to the podcast? Yeah. So it's like, you know, that's, we had so to like do like a cover the ear moment because I'm like, you know, I can't do now a 12-year-old show, right? Like, so we were trying to work around it the best we could. And then I apologized profusely to the father and to I don't think the mom was there. But yeah.
I feel like he should have apologized to you.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
I brought his daughter up to sing, like, in the end. Like, so we ended up, like, it was, like, fine.
I don't think he cared, which was the funny part.
The sad part is a 12 or 13-year-old probably now know what a blowjob is.
Oh, I guarantee you my 10-year-old does.
But yeah, I didn't know until I was, like, 14.
I mean, oh, my God, I have a funny – oh, can I please tell this real fast?
Yes, this involves sex. I love you talking about sex.
I have a 10-year-old. Thank God she doesn't listen to this. 10, almost 11. She knows, like, everything. Like, we've had a very open discussion. And so, you know, my husband had a vasectomy. And so she was like, okay, so why did y'all do that? I was like, so we don't have any more babies. And she's like, y'all do it? And I was like, yes. Stop. And I was like, what? You don't get to ask me that question? Yeah. And no. She's like, no, y'all do it. She kept saying, do it. And I was like, well, don't all parents do it? And she goes, how many times?
Oh my God.
You're like, more than we ever have.
And I was like, oh my God, I can't believe you're asking me this.
Oh,
I
was what did so you say?
Yeah, what did you
and
say?
Finally, she goes, like, five? And I was like, sure, babe, five. She goes, it's more. And I was like, how many kids do I have? She said three. And I go, three times. We'll go with that.
Three but times.
Yeah. It was hilarious. She just kept saying, three times do a week. Yeah, right? Well, used to not be. I was the one that didn't like to have sex, but you know.
No, you're bad.
Times are changing.
Go girl. Yeah, yep. You gotta get that groove on.
They said no more to the divorce, and she's having sex. So I'm like, I'm all for it. I'm like, go, girl, go.
Like the best possible separation outcome I've ever heard.
I know. Yeah. I was like, who knew? I told Nick the other day, her husband, I was like, who knew, Nick? Who knew? It's all we needed to do.
He's still just like, I go, this is all I ever wanted.
I go, maybe she'll finally let me like take her lingerie shopping for you.
Totally. Let's go. <Yeah. laughs>
Okay.
It's on. Take that on.
Oh my gosh. Well, okay. Well, I love that. I'm glad we spoke. I apologize if I overreacted. I know that you didn't have any like ill intent with it.
I really didn't, Janet.
I think I was just in a bad, but I do apologize for if that was an overreaction. Well,
I'm not like, I think you're probably more sensitive to me and or to me. You're more sensitive than me. And I'm really not very sensitive at all. And, I've like incredibly thick skin and I treat others as if they do as well. And I need to watch that about myself. And so even though there was no ill intention, I'm sorry for the way that you felt.
Well, I appreciate it, but I mean, I'm sure I'd overreacted to it. I think I just have such like a, not a hatred. I don't want to say hatred because I don't hate, but like such a trigger senses with him that it's like, it's hard. To yeah. like even receive anything that's like that. But yeah, I appreciate it. And I'm sorry as well. Okay. Yay.
Thanks for having me.
We can go back to DMing guys. And like, we really did. So, okay. Tell the listeners where they can find you, where they can find the podcast.
Yeah. So you guys have to listen to me anywhere you find your podcast on iHeartRadio, on Spotify, wherever. So you got to listen to Intimate Knowledge and get all the juicy details on my awesome. Sex life.
Well, congrats, Megan, on the new man or, you know, this new situation happening. And fingers crossed.
Keep me posted. Thanks.
We'll see. Okay. I'll DM you right now.
Okay. Yeah, all right.
All right. Bye, girl. Guys.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
Let's take a break and we will be right back. All right. Thoughts, Kat?
See how great it is to address something and then move on from it.
Yeah, but now I feel stupid. Like, did I overreact?
Don't worry about it. We all overreact.
I was too sensitive. I was like,
well, we're all sensitive to certain things. Uh-huh. I'm freaking sensitive as crap. So I can, you know, and you feel stupid later. Like I get, I'm not saying that you should feel stupid, but I do feel stupid later when I overreact to stuff. But like, I think it's about hearing the explanation and where they're coming from.
Uh-huh.
Because then you can go, okay, obviously she didn't mean it. She's got real thick skin. You can tell by talking to her. She's like a tough bitch, you know?
Yeah.
So like, we're not as, I mean, I can be, but stuff like that would trigger me too. So it's just, it's okay to go, okay, it triggered me. Maybe I overreacted. We addressed it and now we're cool.
Yeah.
Great. You feel good, right? Or do you not? I'm not real
no,
sure.
I know. I feel great. I still just feel like stupid, like for maybe being overly sensitive or to it. Cause I'm like, I think and that was like back in February too. So I was probably even more like, but I would never like tell a friend that like their ex was like hot. I don't know.
It's just something that you wouldn't do.
Yeah, sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I've had plenty of those conversations. That's just not something I would do. I can see now where,
yeah,
you
I see her. Yeah. I see where she was coming from and I feel silly for having that overreaction, but, or feeling a way, but at the same time, like
you can feel however
we don't have to feel bad for our feelings.
Exactly. You can feel however you want.
We communicate. We express.
We address and we move on.
Okay. No, well, I don't know when this airs or where in life we'll be at the time, but who knows? Maybe it's Merry Christmas at this point. Talk to you guys later.
Bye.
Bye. How was that? Was that bad? I almost wanted to cry when she told me I was oversensitive because I'm just like...
No, I mean, you can tell she is not sensitive, and that's fine. You know, yeah. She's definitely not sensitive to stuff.
What do you think?
I thought it was great. Honestly, I loved the whole episode and like the resolution that came mm-hmm. and then the fun you guys had, because you guys really do have similar situations and have similar feelings that I agree with Catherine. Like, she's clearly, I'm also a sensitive person. So when someone mm-hmm. tells me I'm sensitive, I'm like,
you don't want to be, I was you don't want to be holding back that. Tears. I was like,
I knew I wanted, I was like ready to hold her back. Yeah. But I was like, we're going to be fine. We're going to get through
I either
this.
Get, I either hold back tears or I'm like, I go real defensive.
I was real scared. We were.
Yeah. Like, we're gonna go I was there. Like, well, we're going to end this conversation now.
You turned it around really well. Yeah.
I'm totally the same. And I think you handled it really well. And again, she does have tough skin. I think you guys are just very different people and how you handle the situation is very different. And
yeah,
but I'm really glad that it like came. And I feel like that I could see that really, really good.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. I agree.
All right.
Discover the rich, smooth taste of matcha love made with Japanese green tea and real matcha. There are so many culinary treats to create with this precious powder that go beyond the traditional tea ceremony. Everything from lattes to baked goods to smoothies, experience the vitality of the whole tea leaf. Matcha is vibrant in taste and full of powerful health benefits. Get 25% off all matcha love products on etoin.com using code JANA. That's code JANA at itoen.com, available on Amazon and itoen.com. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, TECOVAS.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today. This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray. It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and is incredibly light on your skin. Better control means coverage you can count on. To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable, from sweat-resistant sport formula to kids SPF 50+. When headed to the beach, I want to make sure my kids are protected, so I never leave home without Banana Boat 360 Mist. Shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.